So Rabbi Ezra Hashem begin the 11th parak and learn Daf Tzadi Beis and Masech Tzvach. Some of the topics we're learning about include Dam Chata Shenitiz Al HaBeged Torin Kibus. If the blood of a Korban Chata splashed onto a garment before the blood was used for Zrika, the garment must be washed out inside the Azara, as the Pasuk states, V'asher Yizim Edam Al HaBeged Techabes B'makom Kaddish. Three sources that Kibus applies only to the Dam of Chata Schitzayna and Chata Sapanimi, but Kibus does not apply to the Dam of Chata Sa'if. The following difference in the Zrika's Adam of a Chata's Behema and of a Chata Sa'if. In the Chatas Behema, Matana Miklisharis. The dam is collected into a Klisharis, and then the Kohen dips his finger into the Klisharis and smears the dam on the corner of the Mizbeach. Whereas in the Chatas Sa'if, Hazah Mitzavara. The dam is sprinkled directly from its neck onto the Mizbeach. The question of Nitas Mi Begid Le Begid Mahu. If Dam Chatas Behema is splashed onto one garment, and from there it's splashed onto a second garment, does the second Begid require Kibus? Which depends on the Machlekes of Hoysele Shasa Kaisha Venifsla, Dam Atoin Kibus, where the dam that initially was kosher and then became pasul requires kibbutz.